All right, Coach, here we got week one of the books, getting ready for week two. It's a big week, got a lot of scrimmages taking place. Week one, boot camp, and get these girls in shape, right?
Yeah, you know, I always like to just hope that we don't get anybody that goes home, and we didn't end up having that happen at all. But within our first 10 minutes of our first practice, we did lose our returning setter, Kaitin Hagen, due to a torn ACL in a warm-up drill. So that was pretty rough. But, you know, I think we've recruited well enough that we have some girls that are going to step in and get the job done.
Has that ever happened in your coaching career where you've seen that in the first day and the first 10 minutes?
No, never. Nope. I've seen it happen at camp before, you know, when they're messing around. I've seen that, but never the first day. I've actually never had any career season injuries during preseason. So hope that never happens again, but everything happens for a reason.
Heartbreaking. That's tough.
Yeah. So Kaitin's taking it pretty well, though, and I think, you know, she's going to play a different role on that team, and that's as a leader on the sidelines, and we need that, too.
So now it's kind of up to some youngins coming into that setter position, isn't it?
Yeah, so two baby freshmen, Megan Walker and Abby Thompson, and they know what they need to do, and I think the pressure, of course, is on them. But I think they'll be fine. I think they need to get some game, like some competing underneath their belts, and they'll be ready to go.
There's competition at every position, isn't there?
Every position, yeah. We have at least four players in every single position, and it's good. It's a dogfight, and everybody's got to work hard at what they want to do.
Got to replace outsides. You need to replace a great libero. I'm sure that libero position's wide open.
Yes. So we have two DS liberos coming in. One is a transfer that we got last year, and she's working really hard. And she's a great leader. She communicates well. But also with that, she might be up a little bit higher than our other one, but she pushes that other libero and DS just as much.
You're after it here on a Monday, getting ready because your first scrimmage is going to go with your blue-white on Thursday.
Yep, so we're just going to do a little in-house scrimmage. You know, anybody's welcome to attend that. It's not going to be anything crazy, nothing too formal. Just, you know, to get some competing underneath our belts, get the 6-versus-6, and, you know, maybe having a few people watch just so we get those jitters out of the way. And then followed up with our crossover scrimmage with Region 9 at Sterling.
That's going to be fun. You got four good ones coming up on Saturday, don't you?
Yes, yeah. So that'll be four pretty tough scrimmage matches. But for me, the scrimmages, it's not about winning or losing the scrimmage. It's about just going in and seeing who plays well together, who plays under pressure. You know, this is our first time under the lights, quote unquote, and to see who comes in and just plays ball and does it.
And four different matches, you'll probably have four different lineups, won't
for
you?
Sure. Yep. So we're just gonna kind of play around with everybody and have everybody see some court time, and then hopefully kind of have some better ideas on everything come the following week.
But it's pretty nice here. You got this new assistants, Evie and Victoria have really probably been a big plus, along with the legend himself, Coach Tracer, as well.
I'm telling you, practices are so fun. They are great. You know, three assistants, I never would have ever dreamed of that, you know, at junior college here in McCook, Nebraska. But you get people that love the game and they want to help out. And lo and behold, I have three awesome people to help out. This week we don't have Evie and Vic, so it's just going to be me and Tracer, and that's going to be fun. They also run the dorms, so they got lots of jobs to do. But it's been so cool to have, you know, four sets of eyes on the game at all times and four sets of eyes on the drills. And we're able to do a lot more individual stuff with four coaches as well.
Because then classes begin next week.
Yes, Monday. So kids start moving in on Thursday. So everybody welcome all those new kids coming in. And, you know, as I always tell everybody, volleyball as well, but kids get homesick. This is a pretty big chapter in their life, and we got to help them start that first chapter.